This is the North Carolina Tiny Desk Showcase on the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Anita Rao. Every year, thousands of unsigned musicians set up a camera and a desk to submit a video to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest. It's a chance for underground artists to get national attention. The winner performs behind Bob Boylan's desk at NPR's headquarters in Washington, D.C. On normal weeks, pre-pandemic, the desk hosts musicians like Alicia Keys, Coldplay, Max Richter, and Daughter of Swords, and the videos garner millions of views online. Hundreds of North Carolina musicians threw their hats in the ring for this year's contest, hoping to join the stars. The winner has not yet been announced, but today we offer you a chance to listen to some of our favorites. Bob Boylan and the other judges at NPR Music will not take any of our votes into consideration, but we still wanted to highlight some of North Carolina's fantastic music scene. I'm joined by two guests to help break down the picks. Matt Pikin is Blue Ridge Public Radio's arts and culture producer. Hey, Matt.
Hey there.
Also with me is Miriam. She's a K97.5 personality and the founder of Carolina Waves, a statewide traveling showcase for underground hip-hop and R&B musicians. Mir, welcome back to the show.
Hey, hey, thanks for having me.
The State of Things also worked with WUNC Music to pick out the top hits. And then Mir, Matt, and I voted for a winner, so we will reveal that at the very end of the show. We spoke with all the musicians, and they sent in videos talking a bit about themselves and the local music scene, and you can check all of those out on our Instagram. So, Mir, I'm going to get to your submissions in just a second, but I'd love to hear your overall impressions of the field of entries of this pool of applicants.
I absolutely loved it. The field was so vast, so many different genres, some artists even combining genres. And so I think it's a good picture and portrayal of what North Carolina has to offer to music as a whole, with so many different varieties and styles.
And Matt, this Tiny Desk contest is a really huge deal. These unsigned artists can really get a huge breakthrough. I know in the past, Tank and the Bangas, who I love now from New Orleans, they got their big break from the Tiny Desk contest. So talk about the past winners and the significance of winning this award.
Well, we have one artist from Asheville, a band called Natural Born Leaders. They entered a couple of years ago, and they were, I guess you'd call them a semifinalist. They were featured on the National Tiny Desk website, their video, and just from that alone, they blew up, at least relative to other artists. And they started getting calls and followers from around the globe. And they're still riding on that coattail from that today. Their vocalist, Mike Martinez, has a solo entry in this year's contest, and he's one of the artists we're going to be talking about.
All right, let's kick it off with a clip of Mike Martinez.
Hey, y'all, this is Mike Martinez from Natural Born Leaders out of Asheville, North Carolina. One of my favorite parts about the scene in Asheville is the unity in the community, especially in times like these. The music community in Asheville is really stepped up their game, put their money, their time, and their craft into making real change in the country right now.
That was Mike Martinez with a bit of I'm Aware. The full video is at our website, stateofthings.org. I'm here with K97.5 personality and the founder of Carolina Waves, Miriam, and Matt Pikin of Blue Ridge Public Radio. So you mentioned that he was a part of Natural Born Leaders, which got a little bit of a bump from the Tiny Desk Showcase. All of these videos are done at a desk. Tell us a little bit more about the contest and kind of what stands out to you about Mike's contribution from this year.
Well, it's kind of interesting about Mike, at least with this entry, and if I'm going to be a little critical here, what he entered isn't all that different in a sense from what Natural Born Leaders does as a full band. They sort of blend reggae, rock. What Mike does here a little bit, though, I hear a lot more kind of an old R&B influence to his voice. He is really testing the bounds on a lot of his solo material in terms of what he wants to accomplish sonically, lyrically. And this particular track, I don't think really goes into some of the more expansive directions he's reaching for, but it really showcases his strengths here, which is his lyrical content and his voice and his soul.
All right, we're going to listen to another clip now. We're going to move to Charlotte, and we are going to hear from Emily Sage. I really, really loved the sound of this group. I love her vocals, and the interaction between the saxophone and her voice is super magical. So listen out for that as we hear from Emily Sage out of Charlotte.
The song submitted is called Guiding Light. I got to perform with a few other local musicians, Evan Bryce, Chris Key, and Marcus Jones. They're incredible. So take a listen and let me know what you think. Estrelas no mar, barcos no ar. Quem sabe o que mais vamos encontrar?
From Guiding Light by Emily Sage. I'm here with Matt Piken and Miriam for the North Carolina Tiny Desk Showcase. So, Mir, you mentioned earlier loving the diversity of genres and the genre blending. I'm hearing that in Emily Sage's. Mm-hmm. What stood out to you about hers?
Absolutely. It's funny how the song kind of transforms from like a lush love song, and then it goes into like a neo-soul vibe as it continues to progress. So the song is really like a merger of a couple of different genres, the way that it starts and the way that it ends. And like you said at the beginning, the interplay between her on the guitar and the saxophone and the band as a whole, like it just shows how you can take one song and totally transform it into something else, but it's sonic and it's organic. So I really loved the submission from Emily Sage on this one.
And a super just like sexy vibe to that whole video. It's just like very aesthetically mm-hmm. pleasing and fun to watch for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move to Wilson, North Carolina for the next in the lineup. This is a young singer-songwriter, and he's quite endearing in how he did his Tiny Desk entry. So you're going to hear a bit from him, and we'll talk more about his video in a second.
Hey, what's up, Tiny Desk? This is Noah Buck, a.k.a. Young Buck. And yeah, my musical journey sort of started when my dad gave me his old iPod Nano. I remember Where's the Love by the Black Eyed Peas. Shout out Will.i.am. That was like one of my favorite songs on there. The school I went to, like, we weren't allowed to listen to music if it wasn't Christian, which, like, really sucked. So, like, I was kind of forced to, you know, write my own stuff, write the stuff that I wanted to hear.
1, 2, 3, 4.
But, yeah, eventually the song started getting decent, and I've been writing and singing ever since. It's part of who I am.
You let me in, I'll take you out. We meet up in the hall of your hotel. Fill my drink, I'll spill your doubt. We stared up through the night and said to hell with dreams. Is you're as real as my heartbeat.
That is Young Buck from Wilson, North Carolina, one of many artists who submitted to this year's Tiny Desk contest. And we are doing our own Tiny Desk show today on the state of things with Mir I Am and Matt Piken from Blue Ridge Public Radio. So one of the requirements for NPR submissions is that there's a desk in the video. And he goes through this amazing explanation at the beginning of his talking about how he has this stool and it's from Marshall's and he bought it for his dorm room and he's sitting on that to do the song. It was just very, very endearing. But Matt, I mean, one of the challenges of this is there's so many singer-songwriters that submit, so many singer-songwriters out there. It's a very easy kind of way to present yourself, especially in quarantine. So how do you distinguish one singer-songwriter from the other when you're going through this huge swath of videos?
In a lot of ways, it has to be visual. You know, this is a visual contest, and we're not able to get that simply through radio. And a lot of these songs do stand on their own, and they stand differently on their own through audio than video. Some of these artists are looking straight at the camera. Some of them are deliberately not. Some of them have cameras that are on, you know, panning or zooming or on wheels and trucking left or right, and others are just very stationary. And I really think visuals make all the difference in this contest.
And I should point out, singer-songwriter with a guitar is really what we're talking about. And another one of those guitar-toting musicians that stood out to me was Claire Hoke. She's from Asheville. And her video, she recorded in front of a desk topped with all of these houseplants. And her vocals are super ethereal. And she really reminded me of the vocalist from The Weepies, actually, like a very, very distinct kind of vocal sound. Mir, tell me about what grabbed you about Claire Hoke.
Well, I am a fan of tone. And, you know, yes, she was playing in front of a rainforest. So that was that kind of stuck out. I was like, is she in Congo right now? What's going on? But no, you really could just feel her energy and her emotion. And her voice was so clear and piercing almost. And like I said, I'm a huge fan of tone. And so the things that she was doing between her voice and the interplay with the guitar, it set things off so right for me personally.
Matt, you spoke with Claire a bit about her submission. Tell us a bit more about her and what stood out to you.
Well, she is known at least locally as part of a duo called Cow Baby. What I like about her song here, and it really gets lost if you're not really paying attention, but there's some really interesting chording that she's doing in her guitar playing. It's very unconventional. And she has this really dreamy affect. Like she's not making any eye contact with the camera. And she's sort of performing in this sort of soupy fog, it seems like, when you're looking at her. And then about two-thirds of the way through the song changes. The music shifts. It's not quite a bridge. It just goes in this little different direction as if she's sort of just wandered off the trail. And then she lazily finds her way back in and puts you right back into that dream state.
You're so right about the eye contact. I was very aware that she wasn't making eye contact with the camera throughout the video, and it definitely added this extra layer. So let's listen to a bit from Claire Hoke from her Tiny Desk submission.
Hi, my name's Claire Hoke, and I live in Asheville, North Carolina, where up until recently I was half of a folk duo called Cow Baby. We definitely felt some effects of sexism in the music scene, but my favorite experience that we had was called Femme Folk Fest, which was a night organized of entirely femme artists that was just so uplifting and inspiring and really helped us feel secure in our identity and like reconnect with that feeling each year.
Called myself up last night, no one was there. Voice said leave a message, I got too scared. Ain't got much time on my hands, can't you see? Time, she's my friend, but she's a mean to me.
Asheville's Claire Hoke with Tick Talking. All right, let's inject some rock into the lineup now. Matt, can you introduce us to the group Blank Hands?
Sure. Well, I don't know much about Blank Hands beyond anybody else who's watched this video. And one of the things that struck me about it, first, it's a rock song. We don't get a whole lot of rock in the Tiny Desk contest, and I wish we would get more of it. And what this song reminded me of was sort of, I guess, Ben's era Radiohead, you know, from really like the early 90s, but this sort of kind of chill undercurrent to the bass and rhythm section. And what I like about it, though, about halfway through, the vocalist just rises from this chill vibe, and you get a real urgency and angst in his voice and a real edge. And boy, just on that alone, I thought it was a real welcome addition to Tiny Desk and the North Carolina entries in this competition.
All right, let's listen to a clip from Blank Hands.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mikey from Blank Hands. This is Chris, Austin, and that's Shannon. We're from Wilmington, North Carolina. This song is called Make Believe, while all the rest of our content is about addiction and recovery out of my own experience. This one's a little bit, it's a little different. It's about working, a few of us paint houses for a living, and we work in high-end homes, and it's just about how that makes me feel, which is a lot of times worthless. It's how the class system makes me feel. I don't know if y'all are able to relate, but I hope you can enjoy it. Thanks.
Blank Hands from Wilmington with the song Make Believe. Mir, I'm curious to hear your reactions on what he's talking about in terms of being a working class artist, and especially in this moment when artists are really struggling in light of the pandemic. I mean, how are you seeing artists adapt across the state? How is this hitting the artistic community?
Well, it's hitting local artists very hard, especially those who make it a point to network and do live shows and just be seen in other markets. But from what I've seen, a lot of artists are taking advantage by doing live streams. I've seen people doing unplugged albums, and I'm seeing a lot of IG interviews. So reaching out to, like, I've done a lot of interviews myself and other radio personalities. Artists have been reaching out to try and get featured in any way that they can, because it's so much easier now to, you know, if you're in Charlotte or if you're in Fayetteville or wherever you are, to be able to just, you know, connect directly on your phone. So it's actually opening up a lot of opportunities for people who may not necessarily be able to travel or have had that relationship prior to now. It's so easy to connect digitally. People are taking advantage of it. I've also seen a lot of people and DJs also doing battles, like song for song battles. There were these two artists from Durham that did a song for song battle. It didn't end up too well. They got kind of upset with each other. So you have to have a certain temperament in order to go against someone playing song for song to see who's best. So those are the ways I think people are being creative during this time with content.
Amazing. Okay, we're going to close out the segment with a bit from a new transplant to the state. I want to hear a clip of Antic to close out the show. But Miriam, could you just set this up for us?
Antic, they actually were one of my top three. This is an artist who's originally from Congo. So, and he's one of those artists who kind of sits in the pocket like an Anderson .Paak, where he can seamlessly navigate between singing and rapping. So I think it was a nice organic moment, small room, small desk, and he definitely was vibing out with his band.
It's Tiny Desk Audition.
I'm here with Miriam from Carolina Waves and Matt Pikin from Blue Ridge Public Radio. We will be back with more North Carolina Tiny Desk submissions.
Hey, I go by the name of Antic, coming to you guys from Charlotte, North Carolina. And for me here, just being new here, it was really hard at first to kind of like find my groove. But then after a while, I started realizing that it's a lot more intimate here in Charlotte. The people here really support you. When you have a fan, that fan rides out with you to the end.
I said, if you get lost while you have been it. TikTok is only moments to lose. I'm only worried about the present and the current. You take your time. I made my mind up. Body's Delilah, girl's my sex flames go die.
This is The State of Things. I'm Anita Rao. We're making our way through some of the best North Carolina submissions to NPR's annual Tiny Desk Contest. Unsigned musicians from across the state joined others from around the country to submit original music videos for a chance to take the national stage. Just a reminder, Bob Boylan is not listening. Our votes do not count towards the national contest. These are just some of our favorites. I'm here with Blue Ridge Public Radio's arts and cultural reporter Matt Pikin and the founder of Carolina Waves, Miriam. So I want to move now to another submission. This one is from Raleigh, from Christian James. But before we listen, we have just got to talk about the video for a second, because there is a snake in this video, and I missed that the first time I watched, and it was the only thing I could focus on the second time I watched. Mir, did you see this one?
I missed out on the snake. I don't know what part of the video they have been in. But I watched the video, and I was too busy vibing out probably, you know, between his baritone and the singer, because they had such a really stark contrast. And I'm going to have to go back and watch this whole snake.
You must watch. It's the guy whose back is to the camera holding a snake the entire time. So y'all are going to go back and watch that. Listeners, you watch it as well, but for now, let's listen to a clip from Christian James.
I'm Christian James, and I'm one of the vocalists in the band. Yeah, one of the many things that I love about the Raleigh music scene is that there's so many different sounds and styles that are represented. Thank you very much for inviting us to the Tiny Desk Showcase, and we greatly appreciate it.
Can we get breakfast? Your face my mess. Can I get taste my mess? Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Make a trip to my place and let's dance for a while. Euphoria, lives in your smile, nah. Live to make you smile, nah. Live to make you, yeah. Live to make you. Diamonds and daisies, cinematic daydreams, diamonds and daisies.
That was Christian James and his band. You can check out all of our favorite Tiny Desk submissions from North Carolina at our website, stateofthings.org. You can also go to our Instagram to see some exclusive interviews with artists. So, Mir, talk about the musical arrangements behind hip-hop and R&B, what you hear in this, and how that's being mirrored in other artistic groups around the state.
Well, it really is about the interplay between the musicians and the synergy that they have. A lot of times you'll hear things that are a little bit more laid back, but are heavy on bass and keys and chords. And then you'll have, you know, the bass and the guitar act as accents. But there's also usually some type of a buildup. And then a lot of times it'll turn into a jam out session. So that's kind of what you hear in a lot of the submissions that we received for Tiny Desk, but also just permeates throughout R&B and soul.
All right, let's move on to our next submission. This is Kirk Ridge, who is a superstar organizer behind a lot of local festivals. Let's hear from him.
Hi, everybody. This is Kirk Ridge. I'm a songwriter from beautiful Rougemont, North Carolina. We have such a rich musical heritage here in our state. I've been so fortunate for many years now to organize songwriter stages at great events, including Durham Centerfest, Festival for the Eno, and Carbar Music Festival. Thanks so much. Stay safe, and please keep supporting the arts.
Wonder what a blind man sees in the dead of night. Is it empty darkness or where the second sight? Either way, it's not like you or me. Another revelation.
That's Kirk Ridge, a superstar organizer behind a lot of local festivals. His video even features posters of the Carbro Music Festival and Eno Music Festival behind him. Matt, I want to ask you about festivals. My heart kind of broke watching this video and just kind of noticing, obviously, the passion that he has for music and sharing his music and his connection to festivals, which were displayed all around the walls behind him. This year has not been great for local music festivals. Talk about the festival scene and what it's been like to not not have those this year?
Well, let's talk about what's going to last come back in the music scene, our festivals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea of having mass gatherings, maybe outdoors is better than indoors, but it's going to be a long time until we have a festival that everybody feels good going to. The festivals are something that, you know, a lot of artists here in Western North Carolina, they really bank on. There are some artists who kind of do a daisy chain in a sense of a kind of a loosely organized tour of festivals. And so with that gone, we're really left to playing in local clubs for a lot of these artists because they're not going to do a club tour.
Mir, I know you host various things to kind of help people connect and network and work on their branding. And while, you know, some of that can happen virtually, what happens, do you think, to the hip hop scene when you can't gather in person and you don't have festivals like Dreamville and Hopscotch and that kind of thing?
It's actually been very challenging, you know. It's always different when you have that human-to-human contact versus virtually. So a lot of people have been struggling, and it's not the same doing it virtually, but, you know, you basically can just do the best that you can do.
All right, let's keep it moving with Black House with Last Summer. This is a group out of Greensboro.
I know what you did last summer. I know what you did. I know what you did. I know what you, yeah, yeah. Run away from your past on a fast train. You're about to crash, but too fast in the left lane. Thought you had a handle on this. Slow down, Johnny, let's slow down, Johnny. In the bathroom doing blow, you're trying to show out. You're not the kid we used to know, and now you know, yeah, yeah. Slow down, Johnny, you better slow down, Johnny.
That was Black House out of Greensboro. You can check out that Tiny Desk submission and the rest of the North Carolina Showcase at our website, stateofthings.org. I really recommend checking out that video. It's set in a record shop, and there's this guy in the background just picking through vinyls, and there's so much energy in this video. It's amazing. And it takes me to my next one, which is Nikki Morgan out of North Wilkesboro. Matt, for me, there was so much passion exuding from this performance as well. More subdued than Black House, but a lot of passion. Tell me about what stood out to you.
Let's look at a difference between a singer-songwriter like Claire Hoke and a singer-songwriter like Nikki Morgan. So Nikki, unlike Claire, is staring right at the viewer. Her presence is magnetic. And just on that alone, she just captivates you. And what's interesting about her video, as opposed to Claire, who set up a rainforest in her background, you know, Nikki, it's a cluttered bedroom. You could tell she just shoved her computer desk to the back.
Yes.
I really believe the video makes this song more than the actual song does for itself. I like it, but there isn't particularly anything distinctive about it, and it desperately needs a bridge.
All right, let's hear Nikki Morgan talking a bit about the music scene in Northwest North Carolina and hear a bit of her song.
Hey, y'all. I'm Nikki Morgan. I'm a singer-songwriter around these parts. So what do I love about our local music scene? We will dance our butts off. Like, we love to have a good time. And that just creates such beautiful energy at shows. And not just shows that I perform at, like, I went to a Trampled by Turtles show up in Boone not too long ago, and I promise you that was like one of the best times I ever had. People were everywhere. We were all hooting and hollering and dancing all in the aisles, and it was wonderful and it was great. And yeah, it's just that spirit. We love to have a good time, and I love our music scene for that. So.
Never seem to find it.
That was If I'm Being Honest by Nicky Morgan out of Wilkes County. And dang, Matt, she's really pulling at the heartstrings there, talking about venues. And no matter where you are in North Carolina, I'm sure there are a number of venues where you've gone and seen concerts and have really special, fond memories attached to being in those spaces. And venues are really hurting in this moment. And you've been doing some reporting on that. Talk to me about some of the venues in Asheville and how they're doing.
Well, one of the clubs that was in really desperate straits and we just lost permanently, it's called the Mothlight. It's in West Asheville. And it was a home not only for local bands, but for touring bands. And the couple that owns it just decided to call it quits. They looked at the long-term calendar, said this is going to go on far longer than we can withstand, and decided to pull the plug permanently. And a lot of clubs are struggling now. One of the things that's happening is there's an effort to get people to sign petitions and have Congress inject some money into helping clubs as essentially essential businesses. And so there are some efforts to try to provide a life raft to these clubs, but they're all struggling. And I really question, coming out of this all across this state and the country, how many of these clubs are really going to be left standing when we're finally allowed for health reasons to get back in there.
All right, we are nearing the end of the show, and I want to leave enough time for us to talk about the winner of the North Carolina Tiny Desk Showcase. All three of us voted for an experimental composer out of Fayetteville. And I want to listen to some of his music, and we can talk some more. So this is Cold Things by our winner, Yaroslav Borisov. That was an excerpt from Cold Things by Fayetteville-based composer Yaroslav Borisov, also known as Yaro. So I'm going to talk about why Yaro made my top three, and then I can't wait to hear from y'all. So I grew up playing the piano, and I was geeking out at his immense skill, first of all, just on the piano. The video starts just focusing in on his hands, and you watch his technique. And then the way that he blends piano with electronic beats, I've never seen that before. Mir, talk to me about why Yaro made your top three.
Well, I don't play piano, but my father and my sister play piano. I play clarinet. I was just really struck by, like you said, the way that he merged so many genres. It was like pop, electronic, dubstep. But he's jamming like he's Liberace or Beethoven, you know? So the way that he was able to just be so creative and the chord choices, I was just like, the level of creativity to even decide and make those choices, it just really stood out for me to where I was just like, okay, I want to watch this over and over again. And there's always something I picked up different watching it the second time or third time.
He has all these little figurines on top of his piano, too. I didn't even see that until my second watch. So, yeah, lots of visual things going on in this video, also in addition to the music. Mm-hmm. Matt, how about you? What stood out?
Well, you mentioned the figurines, and there's a real cartoonish flair to this composition. You know, as if you listen, he's kind of ascending the scale in these half steps. And it's this very cartoonish progression in a lot of ways. And there's sort of a call and response to himself that he's doing here. So in some sections of the song, it's a conversation with himself. But visually, it's really captivating as well. So it's, you know, just to set the landscape for people, it's a darkened room. He's playing a concert grand piano. It's a polished concert grand. And his head is bobbing here and there. And you can see the reflection on the undercarriage of the lid. And it's just sort of this interesting mirrored effect that he's got going on. So it's a very playful, tune, and yet he's a very serious musician. You can tell he approaches it both with humor and serious skill, and on a technical level, he's unparalleled, at least in the North Carolina entrance.
Well, yeah, he takes the skill very seriously, and you can hear that in the way that he talks about the theory behind his composing. Let's listen to a quick clip of him.
So how you create, how you construct such a way of your music that it would still keep your attention and keep you concentrated on certain things, but when you kind of get tired of it, the music immediately brings you somewhere else. So this paying attention, if you look at any, just in minimalism, it's so obvious in terms of paying attention, working with so little material and still keeping people listen to it, because you can create a lot with just a few things. And that kind of, it can be applicable to anything in terms of form, you know, when to go and where to go. And this means you are a composer. You can create this kind of long architecture and be inside and allow people to follow your thoughts without being tired or without being kind of pushed out of something, not kind of enjoyed it yet. So this kind of balance.
That was Yarrow, the winner of our 2020 North Carolina Tiny Desk Showcase. I wish we had more time, but that is all the time we have today for our own North Carolina Tiny Desk Showcase. You can find out more about Yarrow and all of the other entry videos at our website, stateofthings.org. Thank you so much to my two guests who joined me. Miriam is a K97.5 personality and founder of Carolina Waves. Matt Pikin is arts and culture reporter for Blue Ridge Public Radio. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The State of Things is produced by Amanda Magnus, Grant Hall of Mormon, Kaya Finlay, and Stacia Brown. Josie Taris is our intern, and Jenny Lawson is our technical director. Special thanks also to Brian Burns from WUNC Music and Natalie Dudas Thomas for her help with social media. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Anita Rao.